Good morning, everybody. How many of you have ever been to the zoo before? What did you see at the zoo?
Animals.
What kind of animals?
Wolves.
Wolves, raccoons. How about big animals? Do you see any big animals or loud ones?
Bears.
Crocodile.
A crocodile, okay. Goodness, you guys have been to a great zoo, have all that. Camels. All right, so let's see if you've really been to the zoo or not. So we'll see if we can identify a few of these things. All right, guys.
Elephant.
How do you know that's an elephant?
A gray has a long trunk.
He's got a couple of tusks there.
And big ears.
And big ears, okay. All right, let's see. Let's see if maybe I can trick him on this one. All right.
A giraffe.
A giraffe. How do you know this is a giraffe?
Long neck.
Long neck. What does he? Why does he have a long neck?
So he can reach his food.
So he can reach his food. He eats out of the trees, doesn't he? What else does he have?
Lots
of spots over him. You guys are pretty good at this. Surely I'll get him on this one. Okay. I don't know if they'll get this one.
Rhino.
You guys are smart. Goodness gracious. So how do you know that's not an elephant? He doesn't have a trunk, but he's got tiny ears, okay, and a trunk. Okay. All right, let's see. Maybe this one. I can't fool you guys at all. A zebra. So how do you know that's a zebra? He's got stripes. He's black and white. So a horse doesn't have those. So a zebra's a little bit special, right? Okay. All right. One more. I'll show you guys first this time. All right.
Lion.
A lion. Okay. So how do you know that's a lion? It has a big, beautiful mane. That kind of sets it off and sets it apart from other cats, doesn't it? So, all of these creatures that we would see in a zoo, you guys did a great job identifying them. And you knew just by looking at them what they were. But how about this? How in the world would somebody know just by looking at you that you're a follower of Jesus Christ? What do you think? Okay, by talking to them, tell them you go to church, you pray. What else? What are some other things that you could do maybe that they would see that you're a follower of Jesus Christ?
Help someone in need.
Okay, like Miss Wendy's doing. She's helping our kids with the backpack, food backpack ministry, right? With our bike ride and all the folks that come out and help. Stand up to bullies, right? Help somebody else. Help somebody out, right?
Pray for someone.
Yeah, these are all great things. All great things. And they all come down to one thing. That we love and care for one another. So this morning, in our lesson today, Jesus is going to give his disciples one commandment. That they love one another. And that they spread that love. So you guys think you can do that this week to continue to show that love and to spread it? All right. Pray with me here. Dear Father, help us live by the new commandment that Jesus gave his disciples. Help us to love others in the same way that Jesus loves us. So others will know we are his disciples. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, thank you guys. You have a great week.